On the eve of New Zealand Fashion Week, the Zambezi label is preparing to show its latest collection and is celebrating its 40th year in a notoriously volatile industry. The husband and wife team behind Zambezi, Elizabeth and Neville Finlay, say the fashion scene has changed over four decades, but not their love for it or for collaborating on new projects. Being a real family business is also a big part of the label's unusual longevity. We start in 1979 when the fledgling label arrived on the scene.
I mean, you had the big brands as well, but I think we were sort of, you know, that small kind of emerging designer, if you like, at the time. And it seemed relatively easy to set up and get going. I mean, I'd always had a passion for clothing, so it was Neville that really kind of talked me into opening a store. And my sister was also... Her and I are very, very close still, and back in the day, we talked about was clothes, and I'd been working in the industry for about 7 years, and the weird thing is I hadn't really kind of thought about being a designer or a brand, or I just loved working in the industry. And then, I mean, looking back now, it seems inevitable that we did start our own brand because I was so passionate about what we were doing. But Margie was contemplating opening a store in Dunedin, and Neville was kind of pushing me to do something in Auckland. So we started off in retail, and we did that for a few years, and I just bought local brands that I really loved and I deed with. And then, you know, 1979 came along, and we went, let's start our own brand. I think we're ready to do something like that. And so we did.
You know, the industry was somewhat at a crossroads because, without being too unfair to some of the bigger brands of the time, they were really just copying what was done overseas. And I think that Liz was one of the first designers. She didn't call herself a designer in those days, but she was determined to do her own thing. And she was quite influenced by what was going on in Japan, and I'm sure she'll tell you about that. But it was a time when there were one or two other small designers, but I think we took it to another level where we had our own retail store, which soon became two or three.
And, or more.
And we were being totally original with our outlook and our whole branding image, which was something quite new for the New Zealand industry at the time.
Yeah, I think there were actually, Neville probably wouldn't be aware because he wasn't shopping like I was, but there were some amazing small boutiques around with really creative designers, but it was all small, and we actually sold some of our favourite brands in our store from designers that didn't have their own stores and didn't have collections. They just made things, brought them in, I'd hang them up and we'd sell them, and that was great. And there were some really very clever designers. Miranda Joel was one of them that springs to mind. But and Elle Boutique, Wendy Harger, she did some amazing stuff. Vamp, back in the day, Walter Hart, they just had a small boutique, and I loved what they did. So
it's a big step, though, isn't it? Going from being a retail outlet and being able to choose the designers that you loved to actually, as you say, launching your own label, standing for something, you know, because that's what a brand is and that's what designers are, standing for something and going out there. Those first few years, how were they?
They were brilliant. They were really great. When I think back now, we never used to go into sale for winter until Labor weekend, and we'd practically sell everything. I mean, things have changed a lot now. I mean, there's a lot more competition out there. There's a lot more volume, big brands, fast fashion, a lot more going on than was back then.
And Neville, grow you did. At the height, how many stores did you have?
Did we have six or
seven at once? At one point, we did have seven, but you know, with online and everything's changed, so like you just try and adapt to what's happening at the time. So
I always find online is strange. You know, online buying anything, I would never buy art online, and I don't think I'd buy clothing online.
I wouldn't either.
No,
because I actually love the experience, and I think a lot of people do, and I think with many brands, there's an emotional sort of connection to what you buy. So you want to see it. You want to discuss it with, you know, whoever's looking after you in store. And they know what's in your wardrobe. They know what suits you. And you can touch it, feel it, see it, feel good in it, and then purchase it. Often when I get to meet some of our customers that have been around for a while, they'll say, oh, I've still got your so-and-so from way back and I really love it and it doesn't fit me now, but I still love it. I won't let it go. And I think there's more to this than just buying something off the rack. There's actually a connection and they value something that they have.
I imagine one of the big changes, or a couple of the big changes in relatively recent years from consumers, is talk of waste reduction, because fashion is famously, you know, wasteful in terms of materials, has been, and also that issue of paying those who sew the garments a fair wage.
Yeah, they haven't affected us quite so much because we make everything in New Zealand. I think our nod to sustainability is more around the fact that the clothes get retained and they don't get thrown away.
You
keep them in their wardrobe for a long time.
Yeah, I think from a production point of view, like we tend to be very careful with waste. Like we try and be resourceful. We keep as much as we can. We try and use the fabric wisely. And even now we're using, you know, buttons from the past that we've had sitting there waiting for the right thing to, you know, present itself. So we're always kind of recycling and being resourceful rather than dumping something and moving on to the next thing. Because I think our creativity comes from a very instinctive place and often begins with fabric. Everything kind of works together eventually. It may not every season, but it'll kind of go around. So in this way, I think we are careful and sustainable, and we're aware of bad practice, and, you know, we try and do the best we can.
I mean, my memory, say, in the 60s, 70s, and that was the time of the maxi skirts or the midi skirts.
Oh, yeah,
and everybody
I love that.
Had to
hot pants and hot pants and maxi coats and all of that
all
stuff.
Of that. Yeah. And everybody had to have them, and then the next season it was something else. But it's not like that now, is it?
No, and that is wonderful. And in a way, we've always celebrated individuality. And in a way, I've never been about the brand being obvious or pigeonholed or categorised. I like the fact that it's still a little bit of an enigma and you don't really know if it's Zambezi or not. And I think it's about the person that's wearing it and the way that they wear it and the way they put things together.
It's quite liberating. It must be liberating.
It is.
So, you know, as a designer, I hate designing hot pants, but I've got to do it because that's what everybody is buying.
Yeah, well, see, that's the problem with following trends. And I think, you know, there's obviously always going to be trends and there's going to be followers of trends and there's going to be that market. But I think that we are more steering towards the individual, the person that wants to just feel like themselves and be themselves and be proud of what they're wearing and feel comfortable and confident.
I've seen you talk about history and memory, Liz, as being really important to you in terms of your design. What kind of history, what kind of memories?
Well I guess it was probably from my mother, because she was a seamstress and she was passionate about clothes. She loved anything that and everything that went on our bodies, shoes, dresses, jackets. She always looked amazing. And she taught us to sew, and we'd go in and buy remnants of fabric and make something to wear. And so she loved doing the markets as well, finding vintage things, and so did we. You know, some of her old pieces inspired some of our pieces. You know, we have details from some of her things in our collections in the early years, and we still refer to them. So it's kind of like referring to the past, but bringing it forward in a contemporary way, I guess.
Neville, on the business side of things, has New Zealand Fashion Week made a difference, do you think, to the industry?
I think definitely it has made a difference. It creates a focus for the industry, and certainly there are lots of exciting new people, designers, getting a voice or showing their what they can do. It's not always about how many orders you take during the week. It's very much about keeping your profile up and celebrating New Zealand fashion. I think it's a very healthy industry in New Zealand, the design and contemporary relevance of the industry is world class.
How much work goes into the catwalk, the performance, the display of the collection? Because when you're looking at fashion weeks overseas, those big ones, my goodness me, it's like being in a special effects movie, you know, Hollywood blockbuster. You know, this is big money, big music.
Huge, and, yeah. Yes.
Here in New Zealand, I imagine we don't quite have those budgets. But how important is the catwalk?
It's really important for the brand. And for me and my creative team, we have a menswear designer, Dane Johnson, my assistant, Olga Kimmich, and we've got an amazing staff. They're all very creative. And in a way, we all contribute towards this collection, and then the show is like the reward. It's a weird thing, but it is sort of the anticipation and the challenge, and then the kind of relief when it's over. But it's inspiring. It sort of inspires you to do another one. I can't explain it. I guess it's like making short films and writing music, and you know, it's that same kind of thing where you just feel like that's what you want to do, that's what you have to do.
Zambezi's Elizabeth and Neville Finlay, they're dressing some cars and some of their prints, so look out for those on the streets of Auckland ahead of Fashion Week.